The family of an unarmed black man fatally shot dead by police in the United States says the killing looks like premeditated murder. The victim's family says it is clear he was not posing any threat or intention to harm the police officer involved. Police dashcam video shows Danny Ray Thomas walking towards the officer in Houston, Texas, with his trousers down before a gunshot is heard. Thomas's family has urged lawmakers to do something about what they called police brutality. The Houston Police Department, meanwhile, says the officer in question shot Thomas after fearing for his safety. The officer shot the 33-year-old in the chest despite having a taser gun. The incident follows a string of controversial cases involving fatal police shootings of black Americans. Joining us live now is Scott Rickard, who is a former American intelligence linguist, and he's joining us live now via Skype. Scott, this, of course, another disturbing case, this time, of course, again, caught on video. What do you make of it?
Well, unfortunately, it's a systemic problem in the United States. We have 1,000 people killed every year by police officers. We certainly lead the world in incarcerations. We're number one. We have 2 million people in prison. We have the most warriors returning from war joining our police force. We have the most students shooting each other in schools. So this isn't a systemic, deeper problem than a gun problem in the United States. It's a psychological problem. I've witnessed the murder of a young man with psychological problems by police officers here in Florida in Tarpon Springs last year. He was carrying a pocket knife, and the police officer put 3 bullets in his chest. This shoot first and ask questions later type mentality is a complete turnaround from what I was taught as a child. Obviously, we were supposed to have given people the benefit of being not guilty. And this fear for your life from an individual who was obviously mentally deranged, walking with his pants around his ankles, is just a tremendous overstatement of fear. These police officers are on steroids. They're kicking people in their faces. This is absolutely not what was intended by the police force in the United States, and it's certainly gotten out of hand.
Scott, you know, many people of color in the United States, especially African Americans, would argue that, as you said, the shoot first and ask questions later sort of approach affects them that much more than others. Do you agree with that?
I would. I mean, the fact is that, you know, the when you look at people that are in this type of business, obviously, as a police officer, you are risking your life for the safety of others. But at the same time, you're not supposed to be taking lives needlessly. This has been going on just a tremendous rate of increase in my lifetime that police officers have become much more violent in the United States. And I think it's systemic based upon our television programming, our warlike mentality with other nations. You know, obviously, other countries are nowhere near the violent crime. The violent crime in the United States is 10 times that what it is in Iran. The murder rates are much higher in the United States. The incarceration rates are out the roof in the United States compared to any other country in the world. We make up 5% of the world's population, but we have 25% of the world's incarcerated people. This is a truly serious problem with the sociological makeup of the United States people, and I don't see any improvement, obviously, with the current administration or the past administrations. You know, nothing less than, you know, what happened after the Iron Curtain fell in former Soviet states, whereby cooperative leaders were actually shot to death in front of their own homes in order to relieve the pain that the people receive from these leaders. You know, this is where we're going to in the United States, unfortunately, because of the despotic nature, not only of the police force, but unfortunately of the administrations that run this country.
All right, Scott, we'll leave it at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time to speak to us here at Press TV.